5. Make sure you're fucking 4, recording it.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is the bittersweet episode 35, Poncho. Coming at our fans, coming at our listeners, getting ready to break down some topics.
Tolls, that sweet little violin almost sound biblical. And we got the Holy Trinity right here in the studio, sure enough, the Voice and Poncho, and your usual fifth of Jim Beam, Tolls. You notice my mustache here today. Masculine, more mature, more of a man than you'll ever be. I'll show you right now.
Okay, I'm concerned about you already calling out my masculinity, but that should be expected on this show.
Tools, facial hair is foreign to you. To a guy like me that's been through it, been through the muck up and back again, it's a regular thing. Let's show the listeners, all of our Voice and Poncho-ites, what they love us for.
One thing they love us for is keeping it real, mm-hmm. just bringing up topics, talking about things. We are the forerunners. We are in the forefront of many, many a topics. People appreciate that we talk about things that they're going to consider a month from now. But we'll bring them up because that's what we do here.
Yeah, we foreshadow in a way, Tools, and we also enlighten and dictate wisdom. So first things first, I guess we would be remiss to talk about the Eagles looking for a coach.
The Eagles are looking for a coach. Atwis Inc. has been a plethora of knowledge. He's been following this topic left and right, tweeting out information. If you can get through his firewall, if you can get through his security and follow this guy, you would be learning a lot about this coaching search the Eagles are taking.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know about all that, but I'll say this. They've talked to 7 coaches already, potential coaches already, Tools. I don't think Jeffrey Lurie has a clue which way he's going. Nice. Okay. I appreciate that, Tools. I'm also big on your throaty tenor here this evening. Sounds like you've had a few cigarettes. Our listeners will, you know, think you're this big, boisterous gentleman, and then they see you and all your patheticness, and the disappointment sets in. But I think there's going to be disappointment coming from this coaching search. I don't think Lurie has a clue.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I mean, okay. Who do you think they were targeting? Who do you think they were targeting?
I don't know.
The Oregon coach?
I want to say Kelly? That. But
is that who they were targeting?
But let me tell you this, Tools. If they put all their eggs in one basket, and that was Chip Kelly's basket, this was stupid. This is a college coach that has it nice in Oregon, getting paid out the ass, and they just thought they were going to, you know, ruse this guy to come to Philly. Bad planning. I hope Lurie has more of a plan than that.
Are we going to end up with Lovie Smith? No, are we going to end up? No.
No, and Tolls, we're mature gentlemen. We'd never get racial, sexist, or any sort of
nothing.
Unbehavior.
We would never do that.
So, but this is the Phil Rooney rule, Tolls. Every organization has to interview a minority coaching prospect. And Lovie Smith, while he's an accomplished coach, I don't think he's even on the radar.
Really? Who do you think they're going to bring in?
If I had to put just throw it out there, and I'm not confident with it. I'm going to say this, Mike McCoy, the offensive coordinator at Denver. First of all, you don't even know who the guy is, and you're coming at me acting like it's a bad call. They talk about wanting somebody young. The guy's in his early 40s. It's an offensive league, Tools. So this guy's an offensive coordinator. My question is this. Is this Broncos breakout this year all Peyton Manning, or is this McCoy guy have something to do with it?
Here's my opinion on a lot of coaching. It comes down to personnel.
Exactly.
The Eagles did not have very good personnel.
No.
They've made tremendous mistakes in drafting. Safeties, they couldn't draft a safety to save your life.
Right.
I mean, how many times these safeties, you watch them take the wrong angle on the ball.
Yeah.
The cornerbacks assume that the safety's going to take them, and there's nobody there. These safeties were terrible.
Tools, there was a lot of good players on this team this year, but it wasn't a good team because you had all me guys. DRCS, hole and wall. These are all me guys. They're not team players, and they showed it. They quit. Asamoah quit halfway through the year. So they need to get these guys out of here and get the Dawkins-like players, the guys that care about this green and this team.
Who is the defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals? Do you know his name?
I don't know. Sooner4597?
Yeah, at Sooner4597. We'd love to have you right now. Mike Zimmer, is that his name? Is that...
I have no idea. Where are we going with this?
Because I think that's the guy the Eagles should go after.
Head coach?
Yes.
Tools. If you're going to talk like that, you should have just kept Big Red.
When was that?
I don't want any part of the Bengals organization. You want Kajana Carter now?
Listen, Mike Zimmer, defensive coordinator for the Bengals. The Bengals defense is really, really good. This guy, if you just look at him on the sidelines when he's coaching, he's a general. The players listen to him. That is who I would go out and get. The Eagles need to be defensive-minded.
Now you're sounding like Donovan, Mr. Throw Up on the Field, wannabe white guy McNabb, who's saying bring in a defensive guy. I think you're crazy. This is an offensive league, Tools. Take a look at the teams that are in it now. You got Peyton in the Bronx. You've got big-time offenses that are going to tear through it. Peyton Manning's going to win the Super Bowl this year. This is an offensive league, Tools.
So you think that the Eagles should go get the Broncos offensive coordinator? You don't think that Peyton Manning makes that guy look good?
That's what I'm saying, Tools. I'm not saying I know this guy inside and out. I'm just saying he fits the billing. And
everybody, one thing I will give you credit about, you were right on the forefront saying Andy Reid shouldn't be the coach last year. You stepped out right after the unthinkable when his son died and said you didn't want him as a coach. You were honest about that, and you might be right.
Yeah, might.
But I pin it on the personnel decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, how about this offensive lineman that they took? What's his name? First round.
Are you talking about Demetrius Bell?
No, not Demetrius Bell. The Canadian guy.
Danny Watkins, the 32-year-old drunk who can't play line.
Who drafts a 29-year-old first-round pick?
Andy Reid does, Tools.
If you can't get an offensive lineman correct in the first round, then your personnel evaluations are terrible.
Right
just
on, Tools.
Terrible.
And I just wonder what Reid's going to do with the Chiefs. I mean, it brings them. I don't know. The guy still can't handle a 2-minute drill. My 2-minute drill involves a tall, boisterous blonde that I mow down.
What I understand, you 2-minute drills are basically your forte.
Well, you know what? That's fine, Tools. It beats your 24-second shot clock. I get 2 full minutes, all kind of positions, all kind of satisfaction, both ways.
So, the Eagles, you're going for McCoy? Is that his name?
I guess. You throw a name out there. Never mind.
Zimmer, defensive.
Anyway, how about some satisfaction? The Philadelphia Flyers are going to be playing hockey in a week.
Is that satisfaction? Now, I don't like to give this guy credit. I don't like to bring up 94 or 610, as we call it.
Yeah.
610. Anthony Gargano has always said that the NHL season should be about 40 to 30 games. 40 to 30 games. This season's going to be really good because it is compact. Every game's going to count. These games are going to be intense. And this is how the NHL should be. It never will be because everything in this world is about money.
Yeah.
They shove 82 games in front of you. You don't really do you really who really cares about 65 of these games?
Tools, when I saw you when I walked in the studio, I saw the bloodshot eyes, I saw the twitchy left hand, and I knew you were hammered beyond belief. But you bring up an excellent point. I think the 49-game season is right where it should be. I mean, this 82 games is ridiculous. So I like your point. A lot of people griping and moaning that, oh, it's too short. Perfect. I'll watch them.
No.
I love that season length.
Think about it. The NFL, most successful sports right now because nobody beats the ratings of the NFL. It's 16 games.
Every game means something. Yeah. Tools.
That's how the NHL should target itself.
Absolutely. And you know what? We got a target on a fellow with all big letters in his name, @D_lead, brother. Show 36, he'll be on.
We're going to bring D_lead on next week. He's going to bring us up to speed on the Flyers. Yep. I mean, some of these young guys, the Flyers are going to be depending on these young studs, the Shens, the Giroux. I mean, they could be special because one thing about younger players, when you have a shortened season that's not, you know, the typical season, this is when the youth is good.
Another good point. And you're coming into your prime. You're really peaking right now, Tools. You talk about the legs. A guy like me, yeah, I'll hammer it around all night and I'll still be fresh. But these young guys, you saw them hit a wall in that Devils series, didn't you, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw it. You saw it. So that's a great point. I mean, to shave off 33 games, I think they'll be fresh the whole way through if they've been working out in the offseason.
How about they open up against the Pittsburgh
Penguins? Could you ask for anything?
The freaking losers.
Get the Looney Tunes jackets out. Get the old 84 broken down Mustangs running and drive to the arena, Pens fans, because we'll see you on the 19th.
What would you give for the first game of the season, Drew, just like wins the faceoff, and after he wins the faceoff, he takes his fist
and pulverizes Crosby.
Because Crosby said, I don't care I broke his wrist last year. Yeah. I could care. What would you...
I don't think you're too far off there, Tools. I think there's something like that in the works. Giroux's a gritty kind of guy. He'll do that.
I hope to see that.
We all do.
What about the 76ers so far? Oh, man.
Oh, they stink. They're terrible. They can't even beat the Raptors. The Raptors are dinosaurs, and they can't even beat them. This team's terrible. I give up on them.
This Bynum trade, they rolled the dice. I don't hold it against the Sixers for rolling the dice for Bynum.
No.
He's weird. He's similar to you, but he's got to get on the court here shortly at some point.
Similar to me in his brawn, and I'm sure his equipment probably matches up with mine too, brother. But, yeah, this team needed an impact player. This team still needs an impact player because Evan Turner, I know you think he's going to be the game changer, but first of all, this guy's an immature baby head case. This Evan Turner, he's always moping around, all dejected like you out at the bar every night.
Listen. This team is all about the point guard, Holiday, who is a star. He's really blossoming into a star.
Right.
He needs Bynum. And like we said last year, anybody that ever listened to this show, when we talked about the Phillies, it was maintain. The Sixers need to maintain at 500. They're starting to drift below that. They need to maintain at 500 till Bynum gets back.
Yeah.
And who knows what could happen.
I'm fine with that. I agree with that. I love that. But they're 7 games under, Tools, and they're in a big-time tailspin right now. Yeah. So
they are.
500 does not look to be in the cards, my friend.
I'm just hoping Bynum comes back shortly. But you know what the problem? He's going to come back. He's going to look pretty good. The Sixers are going to look pretty good. They're going to give him 5 years, 100 whatever million, and he'll play like a year and a half. I mean, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, that'd be typical Philly sports luck.
I read a headline today that Greg Odom is coming back, and they're like, oh, the Sixers should consider him. Yeah, that's exactly what we need.
Oh, God.
Bynum and Greg Odom. What a great...
Another banged-up has-been center. Yeah, just what we need, Tools.
Maybe we should go sign Sam Bowie.
Speaking about banged up, How about this Miss Alabama that Brent Musburger was all over? I'll bang that up twice.
Wow. Listen, first off, Brent Musburger, he's getting crucified. Crucified. Yeah. The
For
guy
being straight.
Yeah. The guy shoots you straight. He says, wow, that is a very nice looking girl. Quarterbacks get nice looking girls. What was wrong with him? What did he say that was wrong?
Nothing. And it's the first 4-hour erection the guy has had when he hasn't been on Viagra, so leave him alone. I think there's nothing wrong with being a heterosexual human being. Nothing wrong with being homosexual, Tools. But I have no problem with a guy saying, hey, it's a good-looking woman. Was she ugly, Tools?
No, she was awesome.
No, she wouldn't. You dream about a woman like that, Tools. So don't come at this guy for saying she's attractive.
And in her defense, Miss Alabama, I don't know her name, but in her defense,
doesn't matter.
You know, I wake up in the morning. Unfortunately, in my life, the first thing that's on the bedroom TV in the morning, what do you think it is? What is it?
Boy, I don't know. QVC? I don't know.
The Today Show.
Oh, Christ.
But Miss Alabama went on the Today Show, and she stuck up for Brent Musburger. She was like,
yeah.
Why is there, you know, he didn't say anything wrong. He said I was a nice-looking girl. I mean, what is these people nowadays? They just drive me insane.
They're touchy, Tools. And I can see if the guy comes out and goes the other way and says, oh, she's a little rough for being a quarterback's girlfriend.
Well, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, exactly. But he didn't say that, Tools. So I hate when this sensitive, super sensitive media and America, the ultra sensitive, jump on guys for just being simply heterosexual.
For all the ultra sensitive people, this
back off.
This probably isn't the show to listen to because we're not that sensitive on the Voice and Pod.
Yeah, and guys like us, guy like me gets laid every night. I appreciate women. So these people out there, they've never enjoyed the nooks and the crannies of the female gender like Musburger and I have.
A lot of people have been asking the Voice and Pontius, you guys had you had about a month and a half, 2 months off. What have you been doing? Well, one thing that we've been doing is upgrading the studio.
Oh, yeah.
We've acquired more microphones. Mm-hmm. We've acquired more headphones. One thing we're going to be featuring is called roundtables, where we're going to be bringing in listeners, guests, where we're going to be discussing certain topics. I mean, we're going to have a roundtable tomorrow night. Yeah. Do you plan on being in on the roundtable?
I'm going to try, Tools. I got a big, big old Saturday lined up with the lady, but I'm going to do my best to make it up here and show you little dweebs how to talk some sports. But, yeah, I appreciate these upgrades. This studio looks wonderful. Still stinks like booze, but the studio looks beautiful, and this show's taking off.
Is it true that if you are not here for the roundtable, the reason is because you will be watching intramural lacrosse?
Well, you know, I don't talk about personal matters, Tools. I don't really go there usually, but the fact of the matter is this, Tools. When you got a woman who's a little on the needy side, you give her what you want, so you get yours every night, and that's what I do.
So we're going to have a roundtable tomorrow night. It's going to feature at Bleed Green, at Wisink, at Sooner 4597.
Yep.
Poncho is probably not going to be here because he is going down to Philadelphia, which we love Philadelphia. He's going down to Philadelphia to watch intramural lacrosse.
And Tools, if I could just cut you off on that point. I mean, let me just say this. You know, if my fans want me at the round table, I'll be at the round table. People, and there it is.
People want you at the round table, but we can't guarantee you're going to be at the round
table. If my fans want me there, I'll be there. And if that means breaking up with her and walking back, I'll do it.
Okay, fans. Right now, what we're going to ask you to do is tweet at the Voice Poncho. Give us topics for the roundtable. There's a couple topics we're going to talk about at the roundtable we got going. We don't know if Poncho's going to be there, but for any of the listeners, at Bent Neck, you know, throw it out there. What do you want to hear the listeners cover? We're going to cover some stuff.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Twitter, the Twitter feed, Tools. We also, you know, have a website. It's www.thevoiceponcho.com. If anybody's wondering, it's a worldwide web address because we want this world and everything in it, and we'll harass you to the death of you. So, you know, get there because we give you everything you need and more. Little drinky break, is that what this is, Tools?
Pull them up, everybody, if you got a beer.
Yeah. Pull your pants up, Tools.
Holy hell. Every time you do that, your beer goes everywhere.
I seen the realest nigga I ever met in my life. lot of smoke weed where they said I can't. Got rich when they said I can't. Got high and got on the plane and brought all my niggas when they said I can't. Went shopping places they said I can't. Bought some shit that they said I can't. Jumped on the road and did all them shows cause I was popping places they said I ain't. Went hard in places they said I can't. Promoters calling trying to set up dates. Bought the car with that yellow paint. Go to parties now when they set up drinks. In his first class on a private plane. Nudie jeans with my get up man. Rolling papers in Mary Jane. I made 11 mil and I'm still the same. What's with all these niggas and they feelings, man? All of this and I'm still the man. Thought of this when I was just a fan. But all this money wasn't in the plan. Now it's all about them Benjamins.
Boy, Poncho, I really love this Wiz Khalifa, man.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. That's hot stuff.
What's with all these niggas and they feelings, man? All of this and I'm still the man.
That's a little Juicy J right there.
Juicy J.
From 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Okay, talking about keeping it real, which Wiz Khalifa is all about keeping it real.
And the voice of Poncho.
One thing the voice of Poncho did, I wish I knew the episode. I should be more.
Yeah, you don't got the word, but we know where you're
Remember
going.
Remember when we called Lance Armstrong out?
Yeah.
When all these people with their yellow Live Strong bracelets on, everybody. This guy is a cheater. Anybody didn't know he was a cheater is an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy literally sets up 5 corporations to hide his money. All his winnings are everything are behind 5 corporations so that they can't claw back his winnings. He knew he was a cheater from the very beginning.
Sure, and that's the thing. This guy, even with all this positivity with the bands and all that, and hey, we love that stuff, Tools. We don't have any problem with it. But I got a problem when the guy knows he's a cheat and exhibits himself to be something wholesome and good. Lance Armstrong, we got no love for here.
But let's say you're a cheat, okay? Let's say you're a cheat, and you're going to come out and admit to being a cheater.
Right.
Would you call up the voice Poncho? Maybe. Or would you call up Oprah Winfrey? This idiot, this guy dated an ugly musician, Sheryl Crow, and he is going to call up Oprah Winfrey, go on her show. What's he going to admit? I've lied my entire life. I cheated my entire life.
Yeah.
For what?
It's going to be a total joke, Tools. And I got a problem with Oprah anyway. Anybody that can't keep their weight down, I don't trust. So I think it's going to be a disgrace of everything. Like you said, Sheryl Crow's not even attractive. So and I don't like the shorts these bikers wear. I'm sick of this.
What about Hall of Fame votes? I mean, we're talking about cheaters.
Yeah.
I mean, Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, they all were snubbed. I mean, do you think that's right?
Let me just put you on the spot.
Clemens?
Tools, let me just put you on the spot right now. If you had a Hall of Fame vote this year and you had to give it to somebody, would you give it to one of these cheaters or would you have gone to one of these guys that have been around forever trying to get him?
It's tough. I probably would have voted for Bonds because
is that
because I think he was, I just think that you could tell he was good enough even without the steroids. McGuire? No. Sosa? No. Clemens?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's tough. But
yeah, I think you're right on point, Tools. And behind the fog of Jim Beam right now, you're really bringing some points. But you could see Bonds was going to be a Hall of Famer when he was with the Pirates, Tools. But at the same time, these voters aren't going on hypotheticals, Tools, and fictional situations. They got what they got, and these cheaters are in front of them. So I don't blame them for not getting them a vote.
Speaking of frauds, we had one of our listeners, Tim Gross.
Right on it.
Yep. Right on. We've been calling out Mike Vick about fake tweeting.
Yeah.
Now, to the extent that when you interviewed Mike Vick, Mike Vick was interviewed by the Voice of Poncho.
101.
You did not question him about his fake Twitter, about his fake tweeting. And you got called out. Tim Gross pointed out that Vick has finally admitted all the tweets aren't his tweets.
Right. Yeah. He actually said it to Marshall Harris of Comcast Sports Nuts Losers. I don't tweet. So, but you know what? If I could just go back to that 101 interview setting, Tools. If you remember right, Vick, the hammy guy that he is, was in a T-shirt and shorts thick thighs bulging out, and he's gripping a baseball bat.
Yeah, he did have thick thighs.
You know what, Tools?
He was going to hit you with that bat.
He was swinging it inches from me, Tools, so I wasn't about to call a guy out on the floor, you know? I'll match up with anybody. I'll get physical with anybody. But when the guy's got a bat, I'm going to back down a little bit.
But don't you kind of think, like, you know, you're a big talker. I mean, you're screaming. You know, you got
me?
Your chest. Yeah.
Tools, I've shown you more than once that I get physical when need be. And, I'll talk. I'll also back it up right in anybody's face.
But what I'm saying is, you know, you're a big talker. You're real tough. And you didn't ask Mike Vick the questions that the listeners of our show wanted you to.
I think you're referring to Shannon Diller, who's been harassing me since this show's been on the air.
At SDiller27, I think he is.
Yeah.
At SDiller27, he called you up and he wanted you to ask.
Yeah, this guy's woman also drives him around in a blue neon with white doors because he can't afford to replace
that
blue door.
That is an accurate statement. If you were, let's say you're sitting out on a deck at a bar and at SDiller27 drove up to the bar, his wife would be driving him up to the
bar.
Before any drinks were poured. I understand if the woman drives you home, but when you drive up to the bar, you better be driving your car.
Yeah, I agree with that, Tools. Me, you know what? If I'm tipsy and my woman wants to drive, I still, bam, backseat, I'm driving.
So, if you had to spend one night with this girl, would it be Mrs. Tannehill or Miss
whatever.
Alabama.
Yeah, whatever her name is.
You have to pick one.
You got to pick one.
Yeah. Miss Tannehill or Miss Alabama.
Well, let me just say, I'm going to hedge a bit. They're both...
No, you can't. No.
They're both similar specimens. They have beautiful, slim bodies.
One's blonde.
Right.
And one's brunette.
It all comes down to blonde versus brunette. And you know which way I'm going to go?
Brunette.
Blonde.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for that dyed. What? Even if it's not dyed, the blonde just warms my loins and my insides.
Now,
and I also think Tannehill's got a little better face than McCarran's chick.
When you're at home and you're ordered around, what color is your girlfriend's hair?
She doesn't have hair, Tools.
No, I mean...
Shaved.
No, on top.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to get personal because people will try to identify my woman and get to her and get to my home. So I'm not going to put her out there like that, Tools.
All right. So we have no clue what color hair your girlfriend has.
Strawberry blonde or dirty blonde. I don't know what you call it.
All right. Well, at least you're being honest.
Well, who would you go with? Miss Alabama or Miss Tannehill?
Miss Tannehill.
You know what else is attractive about Tannehill's wife? You know damn well Ryan Tannehill is not giving it to this broad the way he should be.
Hell no.
So she's watching boring football games and not getting it. I come through, I'll plow her out. She'll think she's on Pluto.
Well, everybody, this is show 35. Yeah. Thanks for listening in. We're going to be doing a roundtable tomorrow.
Yeah.
No idea if the hammer's going to be there or the... No clue.
Yeah, but just get to our feeds, Tools. Get to the Twitter feed and let us know. Real, in the jail, standing tall like Shaquille, kill. I just was there, I know how you feel. It's like a full-time job, not to kill. Had my hood hating, now they came up. I don't know if it's the money or the fame stuff. Got me walking through the jungle with my flame tough. Got all of my jerseys, they wanna see me chained up. Friends turn to foes when you in a row. Metal, turn on, cause pros. Got them people taking pictures, letting me pose. I get paper and script to spin, getting shows. Popping bottles, it sound like a Mac 10. Phantom is so baby when I back in. I tried to call a million on the Aston and I ain't got an album out. I got them falling out, I'm gone. Shout out to the real, real, real. Salute. And shout out to the real, real, real. Say what? I'm popping bottles with my real, real. It's like a full-time job, not to kill. For my problems, that banana type. Yeah. Seen a million, now it's hard for me to sleep at night. Yeah. I'm the type to flood the rollie like it's New Orleans. Bet it all, my just ball like I'm Mr. Clean. From the bottom to the top, I made it out the gutter. With 17 on every scene, I need my bread and butter. Used to run the streets, but now I'm running every summer. Right back on my boom, a Chicago lover. Still I'm jumping about that Phantom with my cocky ass. Know they hating,
I just tell them kiss the paper tags. Still be with them pretty, favor Stacy Dash. Cause my rollie cost me 80, that's gon' make them mad. Free my lock, free my K. The system, yeah, you know we on the same page. Love it when you drown it.